What's going on, everybody? Episode 155 of the Binge Boys podcast. It's the run through, and you can see from the title that we're doing something different this time. We're doing Dexter, the series. And joining me, I've got Tanner Smith. Hello, Tanner. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
And we've got newcomer roommate Turner.
About time.
It's about damn time. You can. I told Turner that way back he could be on at any point, and he said, "I'll be on when you finish Dexter."
Yeah. It's remember. Ever since I met you, you've been wanting me to get on one of these things, and you finally finished Dexter, so here we are.
Bam! There
Let's
we are.
Let's
so,
go.
Guys, before we get into the run through, a couple programming notes. I say at the top of every episode, number one, go follow us on the Instagram Binge Boys Podcast. It's where you get the news, the updates, the reviews. All of the above and more. And then go rate and review on iTunes. If you subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, Google, that's awesome too. But Apple, iTunes.com/Binge Boys Podcast and hit that rate and review button. It helps us out a lot. So Dexter, before we get into the categories, as always, we'll talk general thoughts on the show. And I'll give you some facts on the show here. The show aired on Showtime from 2006 to 2013. Show was created by James Manos Jr. And it stars Michael C. Hall, Jennifer Carpenter, David Zayas, and more. There were 8 seasons of the show with a reboot / continuation coming next year. We'll get to that when we hit that. First off, the first thing we do is always a rating. Tanner and Turner, I assume you both give this show a 5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 6 out of 5.
Yeah. Okay.
7 out of 5.
Okay. I give it a 4, and I will outline that exactly why when we get to the season-by-season kind of discussion.
Well, you got to watch it 4 times through to give it the 5 out of 5.
Mm. Yeah, but just to be clear for the listeners, I mean, a 4 out of 5 is 80%. I mean, if this were on a scale of 10, would you give it 9? Would you give 90%? Is this still an 8 out of 10?
I mean, if I'm going, you know, I think I'm sticking with 80%.
Wow, solid B.
Or I would go 8.5 out of 10. Yeah. If we did half numbers, I would do half. But here, I'll be completely transparent because these two are gonna the whole episode just gonna gas Dexter up and say how amazing of a show it is. I will start off by saying I was very hesitant. It's been one of those shows I think that's probably been on my list since I got Netflix. It was just something that looked interesting that my parents hadn't watched it. Nobody in my family until I knew Tanner watched it. That's gonna happen a lot this episode. Tanner. Until I knew that Tanner watched it, and then Catherine watched it, and then Grandma and Grandpa watched it, and then Turner watched it, and I got that information all within the same, like, month. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. And then it was a very slow, like, I wasn't hooked. Like, Turner probably remembers. For the first, like, season and a half, maybe 2 seasons, I was like, it's good, but, like, I was just plugging along because I was told by like 7 different people in my life that it was good.
I remember you said one of the big things that you hated about it was the humor, the really cheesy kind of humor. And we can touch on that a little bit later. But
yes,
there is cheesy.
I do remember one of the things you could not stand was the humor.
Yeah. So one of the things that originally just irked me was Dexter's cheesy like narration throughout the show. Because like what he'll do is like, so, like he'll be talking to someone and they'll say something like threw the football with my son last weekend, and then Dexter's thinking it'll be your last weekend, and it's just like God,
he'll be on my table before tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I'll throw a football at you while you're on my table.
No, I think in any other kind of TV series or movie or whatnot, this would just kind of be like this really isn't the best humor. But I think with the darkness of the show.
Yeah.
I think it was a really nice kind of compliment to it. You know, it was cheesy. It was, you know, kind of silly, but really, I mean, when you really think about how dark this TV show is, you know, again, I thought it was a nice little change of pace.
Yeah. Cause that's like literally the thoughts of a serial killer.
That's true. Ugh. I never thought of it like that.
Ghoulish. Oh yeah.
One thing about it, I drew comparisons to another show the whole time I was watching it because of those narrations and kind of the fact that Dexter talks to the camera, kind of breaking the fourth wall, is House of Cards, where Kevin Spacey's character turns and talks to the camera periodically. Like, Kevin Spacey will be in a conversation like this with three people, and all of a sudden it's almost like time stops. And he looks over at the camera and says, like, a quick little, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a dick. He's going to run for re-election and lose. And then he'll look back at the crowd, and then time resumes, and it kind of goes on. It's kind of like that with Dexter, only it's playing, you know, while life is going on. They don't stop the scene for him talking, which I dig.
Yeah, I mean, both characters, you know, are obviously pretending to be someone that, you know, doesn't reflect their obvious, you know, internal thoughts. So, no, I completely agree with that. I do enjoy the monologues, though. Know, you get to understand what he's thinking inside, and then you really get to see to what lengths he goes to actually, you know, conceal his true identity.
Yes.
Yeah, like when he's like, oh, I'm supposed to be acting sad. Like the funeral scene at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's like, this is great. I have sunglasses. I don't have to look like I'm sad. Blah, 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 blah. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No emotion.
So,
Stone Cold
general Chris. Thoughts, though, for me, I ended up really enjoying it. I enjoyed most of the seasons.
Me too.
I even didn't hate the ending as much as a lot of people hated
me
it.
Either.
We'll get to the ending. We'll talk about it in its own separate area because it's one of the most controversial TV endings of all time.
For some people, it ruined the whole show.
Yeah, for some people.
I can't ruin the show.
No, I think that the ending was interesting, and now that I looked into it and saw that there was a lot of battling going on between the stars and the directors and the writers and the producers, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes drama that kind of probably affected the show. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Game of Thrones. They say the finale ruined the show for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's because behind the scenes, the writers and the producers were butting heads all the time about what they wanted to do with the show, and I can tell that that's what happened with Dexter too.
Do you know Showtime didn't let them kill him off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I knew there was a version of the script that wanted him to die.
Yeah.
But Showtime was like, no.
There was one where they wanted.
Hang on. I guess before we get any further, I think it is worth noting.
Oh yes.
I obviously, spoilers ahead.
Spoilers ahead.
Yeah.
if you haven't seen Dexter, go on and you know, give it a watch if you want to. If you have no intention of watching it, then
enjoy.
You know, yeah, go right ahead. But
yes,
moving forward, tons of spoilers. Oh,
yeah,
one of their scripts was gonna be, he was gonna like wake up, and he was gonna be on an electric chair, looking out at all of his victims through the glass.
Really?
But like, they're not there, obviously.
Yeah.
Because he killed them.
Yeah.
But that was what's gonna happen. Then he was gonna get the lethal injection. That was gonna be it. That was one of the endings, apparently. That's what I hear.
So, okay, then we'll go through category by category, because this will trigger a lot of discussion. But first, I want to hit you guys with some trivia.
Ooh.
Trivia is something that Megan usually hits us with. She brings in a couple trivia facts. So, again, full spoilers ahead, but here's a couple trivia facts that I... really enjoyed. During season 8, Angel Batista wasn't always played by David Zayas. His son, David Zayas Jr., stands in for him for multiple shots because the two look remarkably alike.
Yep. Mm. The scenes where like his bald head was in the background and like, yeah, that was him.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Over the course of the show, Dexter killed about 117 people. According to the Wikipedia, he had 45 blood slides in his first box before it was destroyed, and now he has 43 slides in his new box. There's also 20 or so victims from whom he didn't collect their blood.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of you told me this one. Though they placed brother and sister in the show, Michael C. Hall and Jennifer Carpenter married December 31st, 2008, and they divorced in December of 2010, but continued to work together in the show.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, they did.
Very interesting there.
It's funny because, like, a couple seasons later,
David Zayas, who plays Detective Sergeant Angel Batista, was actually a police officer with the New York City Police Department prior to becoming an actor, as well as served in the U.S. Air Force.
Oh, I did not know that. Imagine being a cop and then being an actor right afterwards.
That'd be crazy. I think you told me this, Tanner.
Yeah.
Series star Michael C. Hall revealed that he was battling Hodgkin's lymphoma in January of 2010, but he continued to work on the series. Most of the fellow cast members were surprised because he did not disclose his condition during production.
He wore a wig for entirety of season 5.
Yep, and really? Then I believe he won a Golden Globe, and when he went up to accept it, he had on a I guess a beanie or not sure exactly what.
Yeah,
it was.
Actually, I remember seeing that his acceptance speech.
I also had 5 Emmy nominations.
Yeah,
just from Dexter.
He did a damn good job.
Julie Benz, who played Rita Bennett in the show, originally auditioned for the role of Deborah.
Oh, wow.
Michael C. Hall accidentally crashed the slice of life into a pier during filming, causing $8,000 worth of damage to the boat.
Way to go, buddy. Way to go, Dex.
I mean, they couldn't fire him.
No.
Yeah, no. They were going to just recast him in the middle of the show. let's see. I think that's a pretty good amount of trivia. Dexter is ranked number 30 on Empire Magazine's The 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time that published in 2008. Maybe it would be lower today. Maybe it'd be higher. It seems like one of those shows, I mean, you guys can tell me, you've watched it multiple times, that it gets better with age or it gets worse with age.
I like the character so much that it's always interesting, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it ages. I think the more you watch it, the more you can kind of put some pieces together and better understand the characters themselves.
Very true. There were parts at the beginning the first time I watched it, and then the second time I was like, whoa, I didn't see that part. Yeah. I'm like, that was cool.
John Lithgow, who played Arthur Mitchell, the Trinity Killer in season 4, won the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Special Guest in a Drama Series.
Yeah, he deserves it. He was freaking horrifying.
Jennifer Carpenter's Deborah uses more curse words in any given episode than all of her male colleagues combined, which isn't...
I think she dropped like 1,000 F-bombs. Was that it? The entire show?
What are some of her quotes?
If I come across that, then I will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Season 7 and 8 were greenlit together, but 8 seasons was always the plan.
Oh. Okay. So they're, what does that mean?
Ooh. These? Huh?
What does that mean?
Meaning, like, after season 6, because of the popularity of the show, Showtime was like, all right, we're going to give it a 7, and we might as well just announce an 8th season, but that's it.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Type situation. Dexter was originally going to die in the series finale, but Showtime would not allow it.
I honestly would have been way more heartbroken if he died.
These are a few
Dexter producer John Goldwyn, in an interview, said that they wouldn't let us kill him. Showtime was very clear about that. When we told them the arc for the last season, they just said, quote, just to be clear, he's going to live.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Imagine that. That sucks.
All right. According to Jennifer Carpenter, the woman who played Deb, she always knew from the beginning of the show that Deborah was in love with Dexter. Very and true. Played her in that mind from the beginning of the series, so she wasn't surprised when the storyline was introduced straight up.
Isn't that crazy? That was a little whack.
Due to restrictive child labor laws in the film and television industry, identical twins Luke Andrew Krutchkiv and Evan George Krutchkiv shared the role of Harrison.
Harrison.
So Harrison was played by 2 baby boys.
Hmm. That's why. That's why there's the Olsen twins.
And that's the trivia, for this. Next up, let's talk about our favorite season of the show. I'm wondering if any of us will align. with our views. I think you both know what my opinion is. I think season four, the Trinity Killer season, is the greatest season. One of the best seasons of TV I've ever seen.
I was about to say the same thing.
I'm going to say something different.
What are you going to say?
Season two.
Who was the villain there?
It was he was going to get caught, the Bay Harbor Butcher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Dokes.
That was a good one, too. That might be my second favorite.
Yep. Some of my favorite scenes are from season two.
Yeah, dude, the amount of finesse that he had to pull off, it was just like, what the hell is going on? Yeah. It's like, I was, like, anxious the entire season.
Dokes is the same season as, what's her name, right?
Lisa?
Lila. Mm-hmm.
Lila was a crazy bitch.
Yeah, she was. That was the most epic when he ended up... flying to Paris and just
oh my god
when it showed her like getting walking. Like settled in her hotel room I was like there's no reason that they're showing us this other than the fact that Dexter's definitely gonna be there and he's gonna kill her.
And later on in seasons when people were investigating Dexter, they were like, well, he's only been out of the country once and that's to Paris, and that's when we were like,
it's like it's because he killed someone.
So I will say the first time I watched Dexter season four is my absolute favorite. Second time I watched it, and still now, I would have to say season seven.
Oh, dude, that's a good one.
With Isaac Surkov. And we can talk about this a little bit more later about Isaac Surkov as a character. He's technically the main antagonist for season seven.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Doomsday Killers?
No, that's...
No. Season seven is the Ukrainian mobster.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Quinn has that big season.
Yeah, he's got heavy involvement.
Yeah, yep. So, I mean, as a favorite villain or as a favorite character, you know, we'll get into that. But for multiple reasons, I think season seven was probably my favorite.
Like, the whole time him and Deborah are trying to cope with him being a freaking serial killer. Like, the time he calls her with a body in the back of his car. Like, mm-hmm, it's like, mm-hmm. like literally, like, she's his, what do you call it? Addiction off, what is it called?
I don't know. I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah, it's a...
It's also the season seven, where we first meet Hannah McKay.
Oh, my God, Hannah McKay.
Smoke show.
Oh, my...
Woohoo!
What a badass.
She is a fine woman.
Yes, she is.
She's... who's your favorite... This wasn't a category, but who's your favorite love interest of Dexter's?
Hannah McKay. Hannah McKay.
I really liked Rita.
But the fact that she didn't know who he was, like, I knew there was eventually going to be someone who was going to figure it out.
Part of me, though, about Hannah McKay, and I know she's just as crazy, but, like, the more and more people that started finding out about Dexter's secret, I was like, someone's going to tell someone, right?
I know, yeah.
Like, there can't be, four people that know about who knew about Dexter's killing. Deb and Hannah.
Lumen knew. Who else?
I forgot about Lumen.
Yeah, they killed.
She was great.
She was. Yeah,
the barrel girls.
Yeah,
killers.
That was I really liked her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and who else found it? Also, Trinity Killer's son figured it out too.
Oh yeah,
he knew. Yeah, and he still knows.
There's all these people that know Dexter's a killer,
but they've all done equally as bad shit, so they can't say anything because he'll just do the same thing. Well,
yeah,
I don't know if that's. I mean, if you bring down the Bay Harbor Butcher, God, yeah,
I don't know.
There's some questionable things.
What are you talking about, Dokes, with the Bay Harbor Butcher?
Oh yeah, my bad.
Who is your? These aren't categories, but I'm just thinking of things now. Who's your least? No. We'll get to that actually. Yes, my favorite season was the Trinity Killer season.
Yep.
That just with John Lithgow.
Just killing it, no pun intended.
I actually felt like threatened.
Yeah, dude,
by
his
him.
Family yeah. dynamic yeah. was horrible.
And I felt threatened by the mob boss too.
Yeah, him too.
That's how I knew he was a good villain too.
That was a powerful villain for a serial killer.
When I'm scared, like for the characters in the show, that's when you know it's a good writing, good acting, all of it.
That was season two for me. I mean, like, I remember the first or second, like he turns on the news and there's a bunch of body bags coming out, and I'm like,
Holy mother,
wasn't that when he was like, they were going through all this whole thing of him, like when he was standing up on the building as a kid and his dad mm-hmm. had to bring him down. His heart started beating. He felt emotion mm-hmm. or something. Poor guy.
How many times does Dexter cry over the course of the show?
Once.
I don't think once, right?
Deborah.
Yeah.
In the hospital bedroom with her.
Yeah.
That's when he was fully kind of got his emotions.
Doesn't even cry when Rita dies.
God, the freaking neighbor does.
I want to say that once Rita dies, the next season is when he has, what's his brother's name?
Brian.
Yeah. So he kind of steps in with Dexter in his monologues.
Yeah.
And as they're talking through, he's almost like the devil on his shoulder.
Yep.
Trying to get him to dig in, you know, or to give in to those urges.
Yeah, that was pretty badass. Or that actually scared the living crap out of me when he dropped the little Barbie doll into the water, and then he comes flying.
Oh
out.
Yeah, that was a good little scene. Yeah,
that was.
Yeah,
bye, brother.
Yeah, it was. Okay, favorite character, Tanner. Who you got as your favorite character? I have a few nominees for me.
Me too. Well, first of all, it's Dexter, but besides Dexter, I would say Batista, Hannah McKay, or I really did like Quinn. Quinn was cool.
I did like Quinn.
I thought he was pretty badass. I
didn't fuck with Quinn.
You didn't?
I mean, he was fine in his moments, but like every time you turn around, Quinn's like fucking something up, or he's
that's
or
what
he's,
I liked. It was funny.
He's just like late to work when he's trying to pass the sergeant's test. I'm like, dude, you're burying yourself.
That's
this
Deborah's
whole
fault. Deborah fucked him up.
Yeah, but still, like,
He can't get out of his own way.
Yeah,
but that's again, very true. I think season seven is, he definitely does have a, you know, a good character arc there.
Very, yes.
I like his character arc in the later seasons, but those earlier first few, I was like, this guy's a douche. My nominees for best characters would be Dexter, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But as well as Batista, he might be my number one favorite.
He was awesome.
As well as Deb and the Trinity Killer. I really enjoyed that season.
Yeah, he was a really interesting character for sure.
It was a really good season. What about you, Turner? Best characters?
I don't know. I think Batista's a lovable guy. I guess going back, Isaac Serco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's very underrated, very underrated villain. Very. Character, but he's, you know, obviously, I guess as we get a little bit more into it, I guess I can say it right here. So I think one of the reasons why I really like Isaac is, you know, he came into the beginning of this of season seven as an antagonist, and he really wasn't even a serial killer.
No, mm-hmm, no.
Right? He was after Dexter because Dexter, I believe, had
killed his lover.
He killed his lover, and
in
so
the airport, that was a freaking quite the kill.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, after thinking about it a lot, you know, Isaac Serco has a strong sense of honor. He's really similar to Dexter in the fact that, there's a quote right here. He's when he gets coffee with Dexter, he says, "We are outsiders, you and I, on the periphery, watching everyone else, pretending we're just like them, but knowing we're not. Best we can hope for is to find a place where we don't have to pretend."
Dang.
And I think that quote itself says a lot about him and says a lot about his similarities to Dexter. I mean, you got to remember when Isaac Serco died, you know, he died Dexter's friend. And it is worth pointing out as well that you remember Dexter's ritual where he strips the bodies, he cuts them up, and then he throws them into the water?
Mm-hmm.
I had to go back and double check this, but Isaac was the first body that Dexter threw under the water that wasn't stripped or chopped up.
Really?
Okay.
That leaves a lot of clues, Dexter.
He was the first body thrown in the water that wasn't stripped or chopped up, which I think is a big deal when you're really taking into consideration Dexter's pattern and his ritual. I think that shows a lot of respect that Dexter had for Isaac and a lot True. Of the quotes that, you know, so I think some of the best quotes in the entire series.
Yeah.
Are from Isaac when he talks to Dexter. When right before he died on the boat, he says, "Oh, where is it? How can you be so absolutely fearless in the face of death, yet so afraid to live?" And that's when Dexter's talking about Hannah McKay and things like that to Isaac. And
yeah,
I don't know. I think Isaac is a very underrated character. I think had a lot of similarities to Dexter. And I think it helped Dexter better understand who he is, you know, as a person.
Was that the season that they blew up, what did they blow up out in the water? They blew up his boat. The mobsters did. Then he had to swim back to, he had to get on a boat with like, oh, and then he killed the dude on a boat. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure the season ended with No, it wasn't the season, but if the episode ended with him swimming like out in the middle of the ocean.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gets on that boat and kills that one dude to help out everybody. And
so that's a good transition straight into like the best villain.
Oh boy.
Go for it, Tanner.
Trinity Killer.
He's terrifying. And the whole time I was just like, okay, what are we waiting around for? Why is he not on the table?
Mm-hmm.
I was also interested to, because like I really did think that he was going to learn some stuff from the Trinity Killer until he goes into his house. Also, there's a bunch of cool, like there's some crazy scenes, like the scene where he drags him by his belt. And damn, that was cool. And tried to save the kid. And then they all like get, can you believe it? They all go around him. He had him by the necks.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the, and we'll get into this when we get into memorable scenes, but the scene where Dexter like walks up to Trinity while he's in the police station. He's like, "Hello,
Dexter
Morgan."
God,
and it's like, "Oh, like in that moment, I was like, oh my god, like
I know
this is so intense."
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Please, anxiety. Like I'll say it again. Great season of this show. Mm-hmm. That's the season that was like, okay, let's keep going. We're halfway done. Let's keep going. That season amped me up. That was so good.
So yeah, when you talk about those intense kind of feelings of the Trinity Killer, I remember the Thanksgiving dinner. Remember when Dexter's there?
Yes.
And all shit hits the fan.
Yes.
And everybody's saying like certain things like right to Arthur's face, and you're like, what the
why are they
are
saying
you doing?
This?
Do you want to get stabbed right here at the dinner table?
Yep.
Yeah. And
yep.
Dexter,
he just sends chills down your spine.
I know. And I thought that was so cool when he tried to save Jonah. And Jonah, I remember his name. Pulls Arthur by the freaking neck. That was badass.
Yep. Yep. I agree. Cool.
There's so many.
Just so many great scenes with Trinity.
Bubby, do you agree?
Oh, yawning.
long day.
Long day.
It's 8:33 at night right now. Thought I'd clarify.
Thanks for that. I should have gotten some water before I sat down.
Would you like a sip?
Coronavirus is a thing. True. Well, then again,
we are family.
Yeah. Well, I won't take a sip.
That's all right.
Do we have water bottles? Where'd you get that?
That's mine.
Oh, you brought it?
Yeah.
Damn, I should have you brought me a soda.
Oh, I wish I had soda.
People like this down talk. People like this down talk. We just talked for 27 minutes straight about Dexter.
It's been like 3 days.
I stopped buying soda and tea. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to drink water here.
Smart.
I'm going to try.
I need my Dr. Pepper.
And coffee.
Coffee's so good.
I was going to work from home tomorrow, but I don't think I'm doing that. But anyway, intermission over. Memorable scenes.
Oh.
This is where we'll spend our most time, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to pick one most memorable scene because there's one in particular that I think is the most memorable for me, and I'll say it right off the top. Out of all my nominees, it's finding Rita in the tub.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That was
one of the darkest scenes, I think, of all of television.
Definitely the show, but maybe in all of TV that I've seen. And I've seen, people know, this is 155 episodes of this show. I've seen a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was definitely the most disturbing, but also like well done scenes too.
Yeah.
Because it's shot to look just like the scene of them finding Dexter in the pool of his own mother's blood. Yeah. And it's like, oh God.
Like father, like son.
I know.
If you're just now joining us, spoiler alert. But but other scenes I put is like what I just mentioned is Trinity meeting Dexter.
That was
Deb catching Dexter in the act. Mm-hmm. The scene where Deb almost caught Dexter in the act when they were in the middle of the woods in that cabin,
mm-hmm.
and there's just a sheet in front of them, and she's just like, all right, I'm going to let you go. And at that moment, I'm just like throwing my arms up. I'm like, come on,
I
man.
I know. I was like, no way.
Deb's death. LaGuardia's death.
That was awesome.
Well, not any awesome. Scene that Batista's sister was in because, the ending and then the end of Dokes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
This was one of the first times we've really actually, or I guess the second time we've even mentioned Dokes. But I'll say one of my favorite scenes it was season two.
I was going to say that.
When Dexter and Dokes are in Dexter's lab. And Dokes is on to Dexter.
Oh, big time.
And this is when Dexter headbutts Dokes.
Oh yeah,
you remember that scene?
Oh,
yeah. So I had the conversation here. They're talking, and Dexter says, "No matter what you try, no matter when, no matter how hard you work, I'll always be one step ahead of you."
Oh, it's so cool.
And and Doak says, "And why is that?" And Dexter gets up really, really close to him and says, "Because I own you."
Mm-hmm.
Headbutts Doak's.
Oh, that was.
And nobody's gonna believe Dexter.
He headbutts him so hard. Doak's is like, I guess, writhing in pain. Dexter walks out into the bullpen like nothing is happening. Like literally walks out, hand in his pocket, just walking out. And Doak's just like runs right after him and just beats him down on the ground.
Yep.
And everybody,
he's like, get him off me.
Yeah, I mean, he acts so well, and everybody thinks Dexter's this innocent guy, and it played a good part in everybody believing that Doak's was
an asshole.
Yeah.
Or how about when they actually fight? Like when surprise, motherfucker, that one. When they start fighting, and then Dexter like catches his hand, and then he goes, what did he say? Lab geek my ass.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Doak's had some of the best quotes.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he was a meme.
He was.
Do you remember the vines that came from surprise, motherfucker? Yeah. There was like, surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Xbox Live, motherfucker.
Dude, I remember seeing that as a kid, and little did I know I was going to be obsessed with the show.
Well, I didn't know what that ever came from. Like, I didn't know what Doak's was from, and then the first, or that meme was from, but then the second Doak's was on screen, I was like, it's a surprise motherfucker guy.
so for me, and I can be oblivious at times, I didn't realize it was him until the actual scene.
That was me, yeah.
Oh,
and
really?
He said, surprise motherfucker, and I'm like,
And I was like, wait a minute, is that really from that? I was like, no, that can't be right.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God,
it just blew my mind the moment it happened, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I got some good ones. So, you know, season 8, Oliver Saxon, right after he shoots Deborah, and then in the scene where they're in lockdown, and he walks in there, and he goes, so, you know, he's doing a little testing on him, and he goes, so what are you really here for, to tell me that stuff? Because he was saying some monologue crap, and Dexter goes, no, I'm here to kill you with that pen.
Yeah, I had that exact one here.
I love that.
And then he grabs it, stabs him in the arm, and then Dexter picks it up, psh, right in the neck. I was like, "Ooh."
And I think that scene is really good, not just from a Dexter's badass perspective.
Yeah.
But I also saw that as, you know, when they're having the conversation, and Dexter says, you know, he blames himself for what happened to Deb, right? Because Oliver had just shot Deb in the abdomen, and Deb was going to eventually die.
Yep.
Terrible. But Dexter was saying that Saxon had forced him to look inside himself, and Dexter said that all he saw was like, I'm pretty sure the exact quote was,
trail of blood and body parts.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. A trail of blood and body parts. And I think at that point, that's when he realizes that he has to leave everybody behind, which, you know, of course, we'll get to the ending, but I think that scene does definitely set up the ending for that.
That, and then also, it was also really cool when he was sitting in there with, what's his name, Batista and Quinn, and it was even cooler watching it from the freaking security cameras. Like, damn. And I got another one. Well, I had Rita's death scene, getting caught by Deborah, him trying to play it off, like, and then LaGuardia getting shot, and another one, one that's kind of unpopular. You know, when season 5, when what's her name, Aster shows up with drunk with her boyfriend,
yeah.
And then the dad, he takes the dad, and then he beats the living shit out of him. Mm-hmm. He's like, leave. That
yeah,
pretty, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
and there's other ones.
Doesn't he find out that dad was like abusive or something? Yes, why did he beat the shit out of him? Yeah,
because they found a bunch of bruises.
Yes,
on
Yes, yeah. That's right. You see the bruises on. Her friends, or who noticed it? Was it Rita? No, it wasn't Rita, because Rita died in season 4.
Aster already knew, but it was Lumen who figured
it
out.
Lumen is that's the one that watched her. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was cool.
That was a cool moment.
So I've got another one.
Yeah.
Season 1, this is actually the same episode where Dexter finally puts all the pieces together about his mother's death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when Paul, Rita's ex, is in the house, and he, you know, he had just gotten assaulted by Rita, you know, got hit in the head with a baseball bat. Self-defense, of course, but,
absolutely.
You know, Paul's talking with Rita and says that he'll, you know, drop the assault charges if she agrees to unsupervised visits. You know, Rita says, fuck you, and, you know, storms off. And then Paul and Dexter end up having a conversation in the kitchen. And Paul's going on about some stuff, and, you know, Dexter's kind of listening, and then Paul starts saying how his heart beats for the two kids, And quote, so if you or that skinny bitch screw with what's mine,
that's right. That's when
I swear to God, I don't care who I have to hurt. And that's when Dexter picks up the cast iron skillet and just beats him over the head.
He's just casually doing the dishes. And
and of course, eventually he drags him out to the car. He puts a gun, you know, he takes him back to the hotel, puts a gun next to him, shoots him up with heroin, makes him look like he's back on drugs.
Yep.
But going back to the humor, I remember you said you weren't the biggest fan of.
Not at first. It grew on me.
Right when Dexter hits Paul over the head and Paul falls to the ground unconscious, Dexter goes into his little monologue and he says, Harry's first rule was don't get emotionally involved. I think this is why.
I'm looking at a list of the Dexter's best quotes in here.
He's got some good
ones. I'm going to say them all in my best Dexter impression voice. I'm a very neat monster. Or someone says, like, you're a monster, or something to him, and he's like, I'm a very neat monster. I did not like this feeling of having feelings. When he catches feelings for people.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we kind of said who our favorite love interest is of his. Who's the best, though? Who's the best for him? Is it Anna McKay?
Is she the best for him?
Oh, yeah. Well, he had to hide in front of Rita, so it just made it worse.
Yeah.
Made all of his inner demons terrible.
I liked Rita, but she was kind of a bitch sometimes.
Oh, yeah, she was. Well, I mean, if she really knew what was going on with Paul,
yeah. I don't blame her.
Can you imagine how often he wasn't there? I'm working late, but there's a guy on a table he's killing.
You got to think, like, at one point, like, how many nights is he working late?
A lot. And how does no one call the station?
That's every night. I mean, he's stalking.
How does nobody call the station?
Because they trust him. Because it's good old Dexter. I mean, look at him. He's a freaking
baby. Television!
Television!
Killing makes me feel good. She really did like that. Me, the idiot.
What? I don't remember that.
I wish there was context with these quotes.
How about the one when I forgot what went down, but the quote right after this thing went down. Like, I think he was in the station and they were bringing something up on the board or something, and he just goes, I'm fucked. That was funny. I was like, oh, shit.
I googled Dexter memes.
Oh boy.
And I'm getting a mixture between Dexter the Showtime series and Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And some of them are pretty good. Keep calm and follow the code.
Yep. Rule number one, don't get caught.
Harry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Think of his dad?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. That was one of my criticisms with the show.
Really?
I didn't enjoy the scenes where Dexter was talking to himself.
I liked it.
I was just like, so Dexter is just investigating this crime and having a full-blown conversation with someone that's not there, and everyone around is just like, oh, it's Dexter. He's just talking to himself.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think you're supposed to take it literally as him talking out loud to himself. I mean, this is all his internal
thought process. There is a one scene where they do pan out and show him talking to himself, like just looking over and talking to himself. Like at the funeral, Paul's funeral, they pan out to him sitting in the stands, and he's literally just blah, 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 talking to himself. That's it. I don't know if that's supposed to be.
I think I do remember that.
He was talking to his brother, I believe.
He was.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't like hate it, but I was just like, okay, the monologues are enough for me for him talking to himself. I get when he was talking to Harry, it was like, it's almost like Harry was this like, he was like his father figure, just like looming over him.
That's his good conscience.
Guardian angel or his good conscience. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't care for that aspect so much.
There were some times where it was actually their monologues were a little bit funny at times. Cause like he was trying to be a dad, like, oh man, this is a big room. Hope you brought enough plastic. And Dexter would be like, oh, dad.
I'm trying to think. While we're talking, are you?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to start it again.
While we're talking about best scenes or most memorable scenes, let's go ahead and talk about the ending.
All right, let's do it.
And that'll transition right easily into the reboot / continuation. What?
I was surprised. It feels
feels like we've
been 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Because
it goes by fast.
Yeah, it does.
So the ending. So
I liked it. There's really, by the time I was getting to the ending, I was so freaking hooked that there was no way it was going to ruin it for me. There was nothing.
There was a few things about the ending that kind of made me think, okay, come on. But then again,
like he just walks out of the hospital with her body, like nobody sees it.
That's
but
the
then
thing.
Again, the hurricane was going on and there was a lot of shit going
on. The hurricane's going on, yes, but the way I kind of interpreted that was that it was almost like ritualistic. The fact that he took her out of the hospital, there's a storm around, everyone's panicking, and he's just calmly walking her through the hospital, calmly walks her down to the boat. Like, it was almost like a ritual, or it was almost like premeditated. Yeah. Like,
well, going back to that conversation when he lays Isaac Serco to rest, when Isaac asks him, you know, these questions, he says, you know, death is calming.
Yeah.
It's predictable. And so, no, I think that plays right into it.
Yeah,
actually, that's a good point. I never
thought
of that.
So, in a way, did Dexter kill Deb?
He did. He pulled the plug.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to leave you like this, and pulled the plug. Damn, that's, oh, God, I forgot
it's
about
deep.
That. Yeah,
it is deep.
Sucks. Man.
Which is crazy, because I never would have seen Deb dying as something that
me
the
neither.
Show would have done.
That can't, that, and, oh, dude, it was so sad when, like, you walk into the hospital, or he walks into the hospital, and Quinn's freaking crying.
Yeah, that's the
Quinn
part
cry.
That got me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my
I
God.
I didn't get
what?
Emotional much during the show, but that scene where Dexter walks in and Quinn, his eyes are red
yeah.
as fuck, I was like, oh, man.
Yep. And
she's
dude,
dead.
That's when I
she's
started
it. She's
up.
Dead.
Yep. And, yep. Then, and, yep. Then, I, and then it pans to his boat, the slice of life in shambles. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, he's dead. That's it. What
you,
the shit?
You have to wonder if the producers ended up having their way, or if the if there wasn't as much change throughout the whole show, and, you know, Dexter probably would have gotten the axe and Deborah would have lived.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that once Showtime said, okay, you know, you can't kill Dexter, I'm sure people were like, okay, well, you know, let's figure out, yeah, they got to kill somebody.
And it was, and that was actually, they did a good job. That was pretty surprising. I was like, oh my God, really? She's going to die?
Yeah.
And when Quinn was talking to her and when she couldn't hear him, oh, that was so sad. And
yeah.
they just finally found their way back to each other, didn't they?
I would have been absolutely pissed if Batista would have died.
Oh God, me too.
Like, if it could have been anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
But Batista,
he was a heartful guy, or I don't know how to say it, but like, just a nice dude.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess going back to Dexter, I mean, regardless of, you know, whether he would get the X or not, when, I guess, what were your thoughts when you first started the show versus once you ended it, and the fact of, like, did you really expect this to be a happy ending?
No. When
did at any point you ever really expect him to figure it all out and live happily ever after? Or did the thought never cross your mind, or were you just in denial?
At the beginning, when I first started watching, I was like, like, this, there's no way. Like, how is this going to end? There's no way it can be good. He's going to die. Like, he's a serial killer. It just doesn't work out that way. And then, like, halfway through season 8, I was like, he might actually make it out of the country. And then when Hannah McKay, like, what did she do? She tranquilized that dude on the bus and got away from the private
that was badass.
That was badass.
I loved that
and,
scene.
And she was acting like she was going to poison him. Remember, she was like, you want
to
drink
he
this?
Was like, you really think I'm stupid enough to drink that? And then she's like, nope.
And then she goes, and then right after that, she drinks it. I was like, no way.
I mean, that is a very underrated
yes.
scene. Yeah,
I loved that
scene. I forgot about that.
And,
yeah.
I mean, the Marshal himself, I mean, that was he was a good character.
He was, yeah. I forgot his name.
I mean, and there's so much we haven't even touched. I mean,
there's so much. In fact, I just realized that we hadn't discussed Masuka.
Oh, Masuka.
I just looked up top quotes from Vince Masuka.
Oh.
He was something else, dude. That was the cringe humor right there.
I have two words. Erotic mummification.
Oh, yep. Yeah. And then it's all quiet and he's sitting there doing this weird ass, like, I forgot how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it, but like he's... Got the, he's going like that, or whatever, I don't know.
There's one where he walks into a crime scene. I'm pretty sure it was the crime scene where...
Are you talking about the one near the shipyards where Dexter's going after one of the barrel girl killers? And then he almost gets caught, but what he ends up doing is dude was like wrapped up in saran wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And then
mummification.
Yeah. He ended up like staging two kills
yeah.
as one. And then that's when Masuka comes in. He says auto erotic mummification.
And that's when Dexter's monologue starts, and it just pans to him just doing a bunch of weird
shit. Yeah, Dexter and Masuka is just trying to explain everything, and that's how they write it up.
Everyone's just like, what the hell?
I like the quote where he says, damn. He walks in on a crime scene, and he just goes, damn, don't people just shoot anybody anymore? I've imagined her naked plenty of times, but never like this.
Oh, yeah. God, like, he couldn't even help himself, freaking Rita. He was funny. And then that time when he kind of went straight and kind of stopped being funny,
mm-hmm.
and then he came back.
I have a big weekend planned, as in twins.
Him and strippers. Oh, how about the scene? This is off topic, but how about the scene where Batista and Quinn smoke a joint in their...
That was a good one.
I think it was a Trans Am. Yeah,
yeah, that was funny. That
Quinn's
was a
like,
nice-ass car.
Got it in his, in like, under the...
Quinn finds it.
Yeah.
He's like, what's this?
He's like, what the hell is this? Batista's like, it's a cigarette. He's like, that's no cigarette. I know what this is. Man, what else we got here for...
Do we want to go back through and just kind of think of... just random characters, I guess, throughout Dexter, like season by season. I mean, I can think of a bunch. I mean, Evelyn Vogel.
Oh, she was good.
And season 8, the one who helped Carrie make the code, the old woman.
Oh yeah.
That was a sad death.
Yeah, that was a death. Yeah. Wow.
It was a sad because Oliver slit her throat right
he
in front
was
of Dexter.
Such a jackass. Oh my god.
He was a jackass, and that
I'm
was
so
an
glad
amazing
he died
scene.
The way he did.
I'm pretty sure I stood up and cheered when Dexter
killed
did
him.
The whole like stab
the
himself in the
god,
arm and then stab him in the neck.
And like the actor was just—he just looked freaking annoying.
Yeah.
And
like, the way that Dexter sold it, like he attacked me.
Oh
like,
yeah.
It's so convenient for Dexter always.
Then he goes. Then just starts acting. That was,
yeah, that
was
the
awesome.
Best part
yeah.
where he just walks up to the button and is just like, "Dink."
He's like, "Oh my god!
Oh god! Oh, he just came after me. I didn't know what to do."
All right, I've got a couple more.
Go ahead.
And I guess we're going backwards here. Season 7, Ray Spelter.
Spelter.
So, do you remember when it's right around the time Deb found out about Dexter and his killings? And this is the dude that would grab the women. And put them into
god,
his like torture
this guy,
maze.
Oh, this guy.
That was freaky.
Oh, and wasn't that death scene? Didn't he put him in an incinerator? Was that one?
Yes.
And then remember he was screaming like, bah! And then
he wasn't the main antagonist of that season, mm-mm. but it was a nice little like you know mini antagonist. That was a very good one.
He was a very good one. Yep.
Freak.
I remember now. Yeah, he wore the bullhorns. And would just stalk them throughout his death maze.
Mm-hmm.
That was a freaky. When Deb went in there, I was like, "Oh, she's dead. That's it.
Yeah,
Deb's dead."
Yeah.
Oh man, that was a good one.
Yeah, the maze. Yep.
Season 6, Brother Sam.
Oh, he was great.
I didn't
God, that
really.
Was sad.
I didn't care for Brother Sam, but I didn't hate him.
No.
I just did, he just was like an character for me.
So I thought it was a very slow season. I thought I liked Brother Sam and the fact that you know obviously Dexter's trying to find this balance. You know, between Harrison, I think at that time, I think that's when Aster was coming home drunk and things like that.
Yeah, correct.
He was just trying to find that balance, and you know, they really put like the whole religious aspect into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really made him think.
Yeah, really make him think of you know, like what is he, you know, like what kind of man does he want to be?
Yeah,
I think that's one of the reasons why I kind of like Brother Sam.
Yep.
And also remember, I think that season started with him. Killing someone in self, Dexter killed that dude in self-defense.
Was that Miguel Prado? That's Miguel Prado.
That is Miguel Prado. I'm sorry. Yeah,
yeah,
excuse
that
me.
Was season 3, I believe. Yeah,
I don't know, but this sticking with the Brother Sam season. That's the Doomsday Killer season, right?
Yeah.
No. That is season 6.
That's Lumen, isn't it?
Doomsday Killers here.
Yeah, because Harrison's.
Yeah, season
appendix.
6 is. Season 6 is Doomsday, and that's Brother Sam as well.
Okay,
so it was all religion.
That moment where you discover that Travis Marshall's mentor or whatever was really dead in the freezer the whole time, and he was almost like Travis's version of Dexter's dad.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That moment, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I had to pause it. I was like, wait,
blows
what?
Your mind, yeah.
But because up until that point, later in the season, I didn't care for season 6 much.
Yeah,
it was a slower season,
a slower
like you
season,
said.
For sure.
But the moment that like you get introduced to Travis is when I started getting a little more hooked in that season. Mm-hmm. But that moment where you find out that his mentor or whatever was really dead the whole time, I was like, oh my
God.
Yeah, like this gotta is get good. Him on my table.
Yep.
Gotta so get him good, on my
so
table.
Other good scenes that I'm discovering right about now. Ray
Seltzer. Was season good. 5, Jordan Chase. Remember, he was the motivational speaker, the main guy of the barrel girl.
Yeah.
The creep. You know, the big group of the barrel girl killers. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a freaking creep.
Yep.
And, you know, there I keep thinking of new scenes, like the one where, remember season 5, episode 1, where he goes and stops to get gas at a boat gas station or whatever, and he kills that guy out of complete rage and showed his emotions.
Yeah.
Because that guy was, like, being a dick to him or something.
Yes.
You remember that one?
Kills him at the gas station, right?
Yeah, like, I forgot where to...
How much notes did you take on your phone?
I didn't take, barely.
Oh,
I just
really?
Remember. Yeah. I've seen it 4 times, I should know, right?
Yeah.
I've seen The Office like 12 times, but I couldn't tell you every scene.
No, I just get really in-depth into it. I have about...
You have a good amount of notes. You got a letter.
Yeah, I got 2 pages.
That's all I got. Just got some talking points.
I just have bullet points.
Yeah.
But...
Should have made this a college essay.
Yeah, really, should have.
Might have got a better grade in English. Back in high school.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are all good. We got off kind of, but we can keep talking about great scenes and great characters. You got more characters on that list?
I do not. Miguel Prado, but I obviously good, he was a main character. We didn't talk about him too much. But
the Skinner.
Yeah, the Skinner.
That death scene was, when Dexter, he was tied up. He was about to die, and he broke his arm to get out.
Let's see if I can get Remember? A best death scenes in Dexter. Let's see if we can... So, Screen Rant, notable entertainment website, ranks Dexter's 10 best kills. Starting with number 10, Brian Moser.
Yep. Yeah.
Number 9, Ken Olsen.
Ken Olsen was one of the barrel girls.
Yes.
He was the one where I think Lumen had shot him, and then Lumen and Dexter went off into the end of the room on the side to talk, and then... this guy pulls out his phone and he calls somebody else and he says, "That fucking bitch is alive."
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Who was the guy that Dexter killed by? Was it Ray Speltzer where he put the plastic bag over his head and then beat him with the fire extinguisher?
No. That was Isaac Surkov's lover.
Yes.
Yeah, because that was
because there's a notable scene where Isaac asks Dexter, "How did you kill him?" And he says, I put a bag over his head. I hit him with a fire extinguisher. I chopped him up, small pieces, like, you know, throw him out or whatever. And he's like, and that's exactly what I'm going to do to you, give or take the fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Number 8, Zoe Kruger.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
It says Kruger framed a gang member for killing of her family when she herself had murdered them and then threatened to make it appear as if Dexter was attempting to have his way with her. Yeah.
I remember that.
That
was a good one.
Number 7, Joe Walker.
I don't know who that is. I don't remember that.
Dexter had Joe on the table for killing his own wife when Joe acted like he was in a sitcom as he tried to come up with reasons why Dexter shouldn't kill him.
I remember that.
Only for the latter to shoot them all down with deadpan style.
Wait, what number is that?
That's number 7 out of 10.
I don't know. That wasn't very memorable.
That's still pretty low on the list.
Was that the car salesman?
I think there are a lot
more. That was the car salesman, right?
Maybe.
And then he was just rattling off excuses, and he just starts laughing at him.
Yeah.
He's like, how the hell can you keep just lying and lying and lying like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 6, Victor Baskov.
Victor Baskov.
Number 5, Santos Jimenez, the guy that
killed
Dexter's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Notable Walking Dead actor, I believe.
Yep. I knew I recognized.
Yeah, I think he was in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, he killed him with a chainsaw.
Yeah, he sure
like
did.
His wife did.
Oh God, yeah, he did.
Number 4, Oliver Saxon.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Number 3, Lila West.
That was also pretty cool.
Number 2, Clint McKay.
Oh, when he killed Hannah McKay's dad.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
That was great.
About that.
And number 1, want to make a guess?
Trinity Killer. No, that's not that. That's not the most coolest kill.
He didn't kill the Trinity Killer.
Yeah, he did. He killed him right after he killed his wife, and he didn't know it. He got him.
Says Arthur Mitchell.
He broke down.
I thought he
got away too.
He messed with the car.
Says we were waiting for this kill all season. Even the actual death scene turned out to be a game of wits, as Trinity's initial horror at realizing he was about to die turned into acceptance as he went in control Knowing what awaited Dexter once he returned home, it was satisfying both ways.
Is that true? Yeah, I remember that now. I do
damn,
remember that.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't think that deep.
Oh, it, he did it with a hammer.
He did
says
it with
finally
the,
irony.
With the hammer.
Yep. Yeah. Took center stage when Dexter used a hammer to end Arthur's life, fitting end to an absolute monster.
That's
he
right.
still ended up having the last laugh though.
Jackass.
Because he killed Rita.
So pisses me off still.
Maybe
still
I'll throw the video up on the Instagram of Catherine filming my
that was
reaction.
Good. Yeah.
Maybe I'll post that video in on the story or something.
Yeah, she sent that to me, and I was like, I was dying, dude. That was hilarious.
Because the whole. I was watching, like, because the flight to Vegas is, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
So I watched a lot of Dexter on that plane. And I kept asking, like, is this the moment that you keep telling me?
Oh,
and she's,
you'll know.
You'll know. You'll know. And at one point I was like, are you sure this isn't it? And she was like, stop asking. You'll know. And I was like, come on. And then last episode, there's, like, 10 minutes left. And I was like, are you sure it didn't already happen?
I think Catherine said you were about to land.
We were. It was while we landed. That it was going down because I was so worried that I wasn't. She was like, "You gotta hurry up and finish it."
Logan, aren't you supposed to turn off all electronics?
Yes, but I had it. My tray table was up. Oh, I had it in my lap, and I was just watching in absolute horror.
Yeah, dude.
Just like you see my eyes just like widen as the camera like turns over to see her head just laying there.
Oh,
I was like,
"God." He goes to call her, and her phone rings.
Yep, that's
she's
it.
Supposed to be on a honeymoon.
Season ends. Harrison's crying and. Puddle of her blood.
And then the season, next season begins with him killing, who does he kill right away?
I don't know.
No, it actually just begins with him being right there.
You want to transition right into reboot talk? Or, sorry, continuation talk? So, this was an article published October 18th of this year, and it says, the Dexter showrunner revealed some crucial details about the reboot.
Oh, what?
Let's see if they're spoiler filled. I mean, we watched it.
If there are any spoilers for us, then I would be extremely disappointed that we didn't already know that information.
Yeah,
true.
I know from I do believe that it was. It's set sometime in the future when he returns to Miami.
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it says in a quote from
Miami.
In a quote from the showrunner. It says, you might be wondering, of all the things to reboot in 2020, why are we choosing Dexter? Well, showrunner Clyde Phillips has an answer. Quote, it's a great opportunity to write a second finale to our show. This is an opportunity to make the ending right. But that's not why we're doing it. We're doing this because there is a hunger for more Dexter.
Damn right there is.
Does this mean that the original finale will have been a bad dream?
Oh.
And that we'll get to see Deb tell Dexter to take a hike and go on the long vacation she deserves? Nope. According to Phillips, the reboot will hold itself to everything that happened in the original series, which means no Jennifer Carpenter since Deb died in the series finale, unless they find a way to work her in,
flashbacks.
Most likely flashbacks or something, or Harry situations where she appears instead of Harry does.
Like, Dex, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
oh boy,
curious to see. Does it say anything about Hannah McKay or Harrison?
I think it's gonna have something to do with Harrison being a killer.
Oh yeah, it's gonna have something to do with Harrison being like 20 years old and on the
like father, like son.
Because there's not enough, but there's not enough episodes to dive deep into that.
What if he had? He's got a whole season.
What if he kills Hannah McKay?
What if he kills Harrison?
Oh no, he won't kill Harrison. Harrison might kill him. my God.
That'd be too predictable. They got to do
something.
You sure?
Because they'll play it right.
Says, when Phillips spoke about the original ending, he said that Dexter himself, Michael C. Hall, was certainly aware that the ending was not well received, and he wasn't satisfied either. But rest assured, the new ending will have no resemblance to how the original finale was, and that could be a good thing. We also learned that the reboot will not be set in Miami, and will reflect
still in Oregon, that's what I thought.
And will reflect the amount of time that has passed since the original finale. So 8 years, it'll take place in 2021 or 2020.
I'm thinking he might get caught, like finally, because like he's under an alias, right? Doesn't it say he's under an alias, not him?
Are you excited for the Dexter reboot or are you extremely worried?
I'm not worried.
I'm not worried at all.
I'm not worried at all.
Excited.
As somebody who thought the ending was fine, I am gung-ho ready to watch
more. I'm excited for more. Yeah, me too.
I trust that because Michael C. Hall said that he did not want to do anything unless everybody was on the same page for what they wanted to do.
And they found that.
And I think the fact that they're only doing 10 episodes.
Yep.
means that everybody's on board. Everybody knows what's going to happen. There shouldn't be any wrinkles as far as production goes, as far as, you know, Showtime saying, you know, hold the brakes, let's not do this. I'm extremely excited.
There must be a pretty damn good script for them to bring it back 7 years later. Is it 7 years later?
8 years.
8 years.
8 years, wow.
So it'll take place modern day.
Dexter modern day. Dexter with an iPhone.
He had an iPhone there pretty close to the end. Mm-hmm. Which is funny to think about because the show started in 2000 and what, six? Yeah, 2006.
It had flip phones.
The show started the year before the first iPhone was introduced.
Wow.
And it ended a year before I graduated high school.
Wow.
And I had no idea what Dexter was back then.
Where is he going to be, either? Nothing.
Where's it going to take place?
No, when's, like, where's it going to be? Probably
Showtime. Probably Showtime.
Yeah, so, and they're taking off Netflix Dexter.
They are taking it off Netflix by the end of December.
Yeah, he just told me that. That's really makes me upset. I don't want to pay for Showtime.
Beautiful timing on my part.
Yeah, for real.
For finishing it this fast. Well, it took a damn minute, but...
Dude, I don't know why I'm complaining. I've seen it four times.
If you like it that much, just buy it. Buy it on, like, DVD or something.
There's a blood slide collector thing I could buy. Yeah, I might do that. Have a little blood slide.
Is this your favorite show of all time?
Yeah, 100%.
Yours?
So I will say that I do not watch as many TV shows and movies as I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
So... with that in mind, you know, I haven't seen a lot of the really, really, I mean, I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Of course I've seen Breaking Bad. Okay. But I haven't seen Game of Thrones. I do want to watch that. But with that in mind, one of the best.
Have you seen Mad Men?
My favorite by far.
I've been meaning to watch that. Is it that good?
Mad Men is damn good. Another show with a controversial ending. Mm. Why is it all the best shows have the worst endings?
Because they don't know how to. They don't.
They don't. They know how to keep it going, but they don't know how to put the bow on top.
So I think the more I think about it, people who were coming in watching Dexter with the idea that it was going to be happily ever after were probably more disappointed than other people who had realist ideas of like, there's no way that like this can end badly.
Yeah.
You know, and then I guess at that point, it's all up to interpretation of what you think a bad ending is, right?
Yeah. I just thought it was good.
I'll go out on a whim and say this. I'm sure we'll do a run through for Game of Thrones at some point, just like this pod, because this went well. I really enjoyed doing a TV show.
Yeah.
I was worried that a TV show was going to carry on to be very, very, very long. And sure, we could do a season by season breakdown and be here for 5 hours, but no one wants that. I think we did a good job on covering it. I think we could do one for Game of Thrones. I think we could do one for Breaking The Office. Bad. We could do one for Breaking Bad. We could do one for Parks and Rec. We could do it for Friends. We could do it for all of the most famous TV shows ever.
All those. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think instead of doing the whole season by season breakdown, I did enjoy how we're able to kind of jump around. It's almost taking, you know, a little walk down memory lane that we're all able to remember. Oh, hey, you know, remember this, remember that.
I keep thinking about all these new scenes and I'm just like, damn, I gotta watch
it. Makes me want to go watch it again. I've seen it maybe four or five times.
So it's December, the day we're recording this, it's December 9th. You have time. You're going to have to book it, but you've got time to watch the whole show again.
Fifth time.
Before they take it off Netflix at the end of the year.
Where are they going to put this
wonderful thing everybody called coffee? Drink enough of it.
I assume they're taking it off because
they're putting it on Showtime.
They're putting it on Showtime again. And I think Showtime has
Showtime? Amazon Prime?
HBO.
It's one of the two.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out. You can get HBO and Showtime on Amazon.
I think
Amazon
Grandma
Prime.
And Grandma have Amazon Prime.
We do too. And you there are separate channels that you can get. Oh god, I hope I don't have to do that because that goes through my parents' accounts. Then I'll have to get a whole new account for everything.
Because you know damn well
Showtime on Hulu.
Showtime is in collaboration with Hulu. Then
I have a Hulu.
It's an ad I'm looking at right here. Showtime on Hulu for $4.99 a month.
Oh, that's nothing. I'll definitely pay for that.
You'll do that just so you can watch Dexter,
or is that just with any Hulu subscription?
That's a great question.
Or is that Hulu TV?
Another great question.
I'll pay for it. Watch the reboot,
the new season,
and then I'll stop, and then I'll pay for it again when I feel a hunger for Dexter, which I will probably always feel. Because it's so damn
You
good.
Also got to think that they're doing this because Michael C. Hall hasn't done shit in the last 10 years. He's been in a few things. He was the villain in Game Night.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was funny seeing him.
He's skinny. He better get himself bigger.
Which is funny because I didn't know who he was when I saw Game Night in the theaters.
Me neither, the first time.
No, I had no idea who he was.
And then the second time, I was sitting there with my family and like I was like deep into it at that time watching Dexter, and then I was like, holy mother, it's Dexter.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how many movies or TV shows he ends up being a part of, you know, for the rest of his acting career. I mean, he will always be America's favorite serial killer.
Yep. You ever watch him? Did you ever watch any of his interviews that were take place during the time that he was filming the show?
No.
Like, all the comments say, man, Dexter plays a really good Michael C. Hall. Yeah, I definitely think that too.
So in conclusion, 4 out of 5 for you. Five out of five for you. And
can I do a 30 out of 5? I'm just kidding.
No. So I'll outline really quick, and then we'll end on the reasons why I give it a 4.5 out of 5 or a 4 out of 5 or whatever.
4.5. You heard it here.
4.5. Bingo.
That's a 9 out of 10. 90%.
Woo.
Whatever.
You got an A-.
Whatever. The reasons why. I wasn't hooked on all of the seasons, and that's going to happen.
Yeah.
For long shows. I was like that for Game of Thrones. I was like that for maybe the middle season of Breaking Bad. Even those few last seasons of The Office kind of fell off after Steve Carell left. But for you to be hooked on every single season of the show, every single episode, it's got to be a damn good show.
I still feel like even watching it for the third time, I was still hooked.
Every episode?
Yep. I just loved it. Yeah.
There were some episodes and some seasons where I was like, I don't really care this much. As much as I did in other seasons.
Yeah, it's not one of those you can work on something else while having that in the background. It's not The Office where you can come in at any moment and you know exactly what's going on.
You gotta watch the whole thing.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. Okay. Obviously, Tanner and I would watch it again in a heartbeat. Is this a one-and-done show for you, or would you watch it again?
You might like it even more if you watch it again.
I want to say it's a one and done, but that's only because I don't really go back and watch dramas more than once. If it's a comedy, like you said, like The Office, Friends, Parks and Rec, any sitcom that I can just throw on, then I'll do that. But like, I'm not going to fall asleep every night to Dexter.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't either.
Yeah. You could.
I try.
If you want some nightmares, go for it.
Exactly. I mean, but it's nothing against the show. I just usually don't rewatch dramas.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever rewatched a drama.
So if you were in a lull with all the TV shows and movies, would you consider? I mean, I'll throw this back on. Or you watch a season? You know, like season 4, not the whole thing in its entirety, right? But you know, maybe a specific season that you haven't seen in a while that you maybe want to take another look at.
If I was in a lull and there was nothing new and I needed to watch something to fill my time, I'm watching season 4. I'm watching season 1.
Yeah.
Just to go back and see it all at the beginning.
Yep.
And then maybe season 7.
Yeah, for sure.
7. Those 3 seasons were my favorite.
I like 2 also, big time.
I was still not on board.
Really?
Yet.
Even when you saw his body bags coming out of the ocean, you're like, holy.
I think that was the moment where I was like, okay, so this is getting kind of good. People are catching on.
You texted me at that point. You're like, holy sh.
Yeah. But other than that, it's a damn good show. It's going to entertain you thoroughly. There's some great characters. We didn't talk about how not hot Deb is.
No, we didn't, but
She's got her moments. It's 2020. We really shouldn't objectify her like that. Yeah. But she's a great actress. She played Deb like a champ.
Yeah, she was great.
Especially in those seasons where she kind of took the fall off the deep end.
Yeah, she played a great drug addict.
Yep, she did. She did. And that's what pissed me off about her character. But it ended up making me like her more because I was like, damn, she's doing so good.
Yeah, she nails it. She gets back on the force. And does she become a...
She ends up being promoted.
Yeah.
Again?
Pretty soon after she joins back again, I think.
I thought she just stayed detective.
Well, I don't know.
I would tell everybody, go watch it, go enjoy it. But I'm praying that if you haven't seen Dexter, you are not listening to this right now.
I know, dude. You ruined it for yourself big time. It's such a good show. You got to watch it from...
I think Jordan's going to listen to it.
Jordan better watch it first.
He texted me today and he was like, you doing a Dexter pod? And I was like, yeah, tonight. And he was like, bet. And he was like, when's it coming out? And I was like, tomorrow. And he was like, bet.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow.
Shit. Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't see the Toy Story one. Did it come out already?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm way behind.
That was like
a long time
ago.
Let's
go back. This is episode 155.
Honestly, I hate listening to myself anyways.
That's okay. I don't listen to any of my podcasts.
I cannot handle my own voice.
Did you do my feedback? You did.
Yes, I did.
I got some really great data from that, by the way. I'll show you after this. Toy Story was at 148. That was published November 12th.
Okay. November 12th.
So it's been a month.
Wow. Well, my excuse is finals.
That's okay. Yeah. This was fun.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed that.
Thanks for coming on, Turner.
We should do this.
Yeah. Appreciate you being on.
Yeah. Good to be here.
Yeah.
We're going to do more of these shows. Maybe this is the crew for the TV show run-throughs. We'll see. We'll see what Turner's requirements are going forward. If we do Breaking Bad, he is going to want to be in here because he loves Breaking Bad.
I love it too. I've seen it twice, I think.
I asked for a fourth microphone for Christmas.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I didn't know what else to ask for Christmas.
See if you've been a good boy. See if Santa
Santa comes through.
Good old Santa Claus comes in.
Then we can have four people sitting here and shooting the shit.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Tanner, thanks for also being here. Always lovely to have you.
It's always lovely to be here.
Great. Love to see that. Guys, if you enjoyed the run-through, A, go check out Dexter while you can.
Please.
And B, do something. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Binge Boys Podcast. You'll see the updates, the reviews, and the episodes, all of the above, and then rate and review on iTunes. Turner and Tanner. And listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye.